Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You are 15 seconds away from me locking that door. I was going
to
lock the door.
I was talking. Thank you, Tim. I was talking to the bosses. So if you want an excuse, I mean.
I was ready. I was really going on. I was the chairs, the Q-tips. I was going. I was going on. Like where is he? It's got to be the chairs or the Q-tips.
Yeah. I was sitting in the boss's office, and about 30 seconds ago, I said, "What time is it?" And he said, 3:00. I said, "Seriously?" He said, "Yep." I'm like, "Okay." And I ran.
Who asks anymore what time is it?
Well, I left my phone behind. I wasn't going on what I thought would be a lengthy field trip. So
we don't have clocks. We're like a casino down there.
Right. So
I
didn't have my phone with me, and there was not a clock in view, so I asked.
You know what? Actually, I'm not sure I've ever thought about this. Like, the newsroom has a big clock. We're right sort of diagonal. Yep. 10 o'clock from where I'm sitting. Hi, Twitch. Hive. YouTube, right 9 to 10 o'clock from where I'm sitting, there's a big clock. So every time I'm walking toward the studio, I can look and see what time it is. Which, you know, sometimes
that's good. Be useful. Sure.
Shouldn't our newsroom though have like all the clocks with the different time zones?
Oh gosh, yes.
Shouldn't every newsroom worth its salt have the clocks with like LA, Tokyo, London, Dubai?
I want a Hong Kong in here.
Throw a Hong Kong in there. I don't know how many clocks we could afford, but there's like a little bit of space. We have TVs over there and cubicles.
And some of them actually play television, I think.
Well, I mean, the one guy's always playing Minecraft. But the other ones, like there's room for 4 or 5 clocks easily. We should have that.
Got to get on that.
Worth its salt, whatever that means.
Yeah.
We should have clocks.
Well, it's because the company's too busy paying for our draft special.
Today is the draft special. No, it's not. It's the pre-draft special.
Oh, I keep getting that wrong.
Today is the pre-draft special.
Try a little harder.
It's like the Oscars. All your favorites are going to drop in.
Did you get a hat?
Yeah. Jeremy, Joe, Nate, Sal. I got a hat. Don't worry about me.
The boss brought me a blue and gold hat that I liked a lot, but it was fitted. And he said, "Is that going to fit you? It's a medium to large." I'm like, so I made a show of putting on my head and squeezing it onto my head. And he went, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Yeah, no."
What is your head size?
7 3/4.
So is mine.
I took it off very slowly. I said, "I just got to be honest, I'm never going to be able to wear this hat." And I handed it back to him. And then he came and brought me this one, which is adjustable.
25 years. Yeah. Maybe they'll know someday. We have
giant heads.
The same hat size.
Giant heads, yes.
Yeah. Should we not talk about the draft until 4? Is
Absolutely
that the point of the pre-draft special?
Make them wait. Keep them hanging, buddy. This is where you say, what else do you want to talk about? And I go, I don't know.
I have a question, though. It is about the draft.
All right.
If I'm in trouble,
yeah.
Tomorrow's Good Friday. Nobody's going to be here. There's nobody going to be here tomorrow. I'm not worried. I'll take my chances.
Nobody's going to be here tomorrow. There will be people in this room doing a show before our show. So note to self, don't get here too early.
That's right. That's right. How that nobody's going to be at the stadium either.
I thought about taking the day off tomorrow, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I just had time off. I just didn't want to, I don't know.
Joe Goodberry.
Didn't want to. Plus Joe Goodberry, right.
Sammy P.
But like Good Friday is a good, the times I've had that day off, I really enjoy it. Because I'm a Broadway Market guy. I will go, usually I go early Saturday morning for Easter and get like a bunch of baked goods and anything else that we may need. When I'm hosting, there's usually more to it. I'm not this year, but I still got to go get some stuff. And the times I've done that on Good Friday in the afternoon when I've been off, because I go at 6 in the morning on a Saturday, I'm one of the first people that walks in the door. And so I get in and out of there fast. Friday at 3 o'clock, say our showtime, it is belly buttons to you know what's. I mean, it's just packed. But there's a vibe. Like that feels good to me to be in that part of the city and have so many people in one place. It just feels really cool. And there's a couple old gin mills a stop and have a Jenny. I gotta sound like my parents when I'm talking about going
whatever
to the Broadway
the belly
market.
Button line is to gin mills what?
I thought about doing that, but I decided instead to come here and be with you.
I never feel younger than sitting in here with you right before Easter.
Right. Butter lambs, gin mills.
What?
Kielbasa.
What is any of this?
Yeah. Anyway, what was your draft question? Sorry,
so,
I mean to sidetrack.
Jeremy is one of our guests today.
Who?
Jeremy. And he had a conversation yesterday. His show was kind of about yesterday trading up. What do you think about that? In general or specific to this year? Would this be... I am not for trading up, like, ever. As a rule, as a philosophy. I don't want to... I think suckers trade up. You traded up for Elam, all right? I think suckers... You traded up for Allen, I should say. right. I think suckers trade up. The Saints trade up every year. How's that going? In the NFC South, they can't win a game. Suckers trade up. Not to...
Josh Allen.
Slant the question.
No, I fine. Sucker. I mean, I'm the one. I had action in the NHL last night. It was a 5-leg parlay, and I lost the last leg. That's me. That's my. I'm a sucker.
That's not the same thing.
Well, sure, but it's a bet that doesn't have great odds, and that's a part of the problem I think with trading up, because if you stay where you are or even move back, you're getting more shots at it. That whole theory. I've never been as against it as you.
I think
I'm not as against the whole. The whole sitting down trying to get to know guys, which I think some people like yourself think can, and I recognize that it can mislead you, but I still would want to do that. I would want to trust that I am going to get a read on whether I trust you or not.
Do you know that there are at least two NFL teams that don't do any visits?
Yes.
The Rams and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
The Rams for years, the Jaguars' new guy is from the Rams. He's like, yeah, we're not going to talk to anybody. Nobody's coming in. No visits. None of this. None of this nonsense. All it does is distract you.
Yep.
So
no, I always knew that, because when my kid was eligible for the NHL draft and only like one NHL team had ever talked to him, I always just kind of thought, well, maybe somebody just pick him.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Maybe somebody just pick him. Maybe they watched him. Yeah, I know people have been watching him. Maybe somebody just pick him.
Who was the team?
I don't want to say.
Okay. So anyway,
Toronto
trading up. The Bills have done a lot of it. I want to say about this year that it sounds like this draft is different and we've said this a lot. We've heard it a lot. Once you get to a certain point, not far into the draft, everybody's kind of the same for a long time. Maybe picks 10 to 50 are all kind of worth the same.
Yep.
The quarterbacks aren't good. The running backs are, which is the same thing, because you don't want to draft the running back so early, so that's... You know, complicated. The wide receivers are maybe not so much. Lots of linemen and corners and stuff. Oh, my. So is that a condition where trading up might be better? because it might be cheaper.
Well, it what kind of trading up are we talking about?
I'm asking, how high would you want to go? I think one point that's worth making here is Brian Thomas from last year. And I was fully against the idea of trading up for Brian Thomas. One, never do it. Two, especially not for a quarterback, in parentheses, you know, unless a quarterback. One, never do it. Two, but all these other receivers. And I think that still holds. I mean, Thomas was amazing, but McConkey was close to that. And then, you know, Coleman, Worthy, Pearsall, Leggett, et cetera.
Right, and it's convenient to look back now that Thomas turned out to be the best of the litter, really. Like, maybe. I mean, Malik Nabers exists, so I'll slow down.
He had a better rookie year than Marvin Harrison Jr.
But as far as anyone the Bills had a look at, right? Like, they had no – there was no way they were going from – where were they last year? 28? There was no way – Yeah, 28. There's no way they were going from there to the Odunze zone, right? I mean, I liked – thinking about it, but, you know, Nabers, no, it just wasn't going to happen. Thomas was a little more possible because you expected that to be in the teens, and that's where it ended up being, right? What was he?
23.
23 even, okay.
With their own pick.
So,
eventually.
But, you know, you didn't know that he was going to be the best one, so I don't know that I was eager to do it last year. I despite the plateau in this draft, I've never been as against it as you are. What can I get for a fourth round pick? Is that like the Kincaid price, right? Or the Elam price? I move up a couple spots and it's going to cost me one of my fours.
I think that was exactly the cost for both of those.
Okay. Then
two spots up for a fourth.
I don't mind that, because as much as I'm going to sit out here and look at all these guys as being relatively the same, you know, I feel like the people that do the work are going to have, you know, they're going to eliminate certain guys, they're going to favor certain guys, and that's not necessarily going to match up with whatever, and I think this year is harder than ever to have any kind of consensus, if there ever really even is one. So, you know, if Brandon Bean... there's a guy that they feel like is just that much better, I'm all right spending a fourth round pick to move from 30 to 27 or something, if that's feasible. I'm not going to be throwing a fit.
You would trade a fourth to do that?
Yeah.
That's what you have.
Yeah. Yeah. If that can facilitate that, which
it's
I think
so bad.
The other examples, you know, point out that it is, then I would consider doing that.
With you would do it, even.
Yeah.
With respect to everybody who, quote, does the work, when do we sort of acknowledge that that isn't really that meaningful? I mean, it's your team. You're putting your name on it. This is the guy I like, et cetera. That's what it is. That's what the Bills have done lots of times. I don't know how often they've – Kincaid was also a trade-up. Like, all right. You couldn't have just let – even if that was going to happen, let Dallas pick Kincaid and then pick Laporta – Or Michael Mayer, like, don't we know? Don't we know yet at pick 30 that I think the best argument against the best argument for trading up this year is a point you've made and that Sal has made, which is that you already have 10 draft picks and they're not all going to make the team.
Right.
But I already know that. Like, I would, there's no way all 10 rookies make the team. That's a given. So what I want to do is have the most shots at guys that can. And if that's 15 picks and that's 15 picks, that may not be, you know, economical, but I don't need to get under 10. I think, though, the way the Bills...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Could justify it is 3/5, right? 2/4, one high, one low. You spend one on the proverbial get your guy move. Like, that's what's happened. That's what Elam was. That's what Kincaid was. And, you know, if you like how that's gone, then, you know, let's go. Game on. But, come on. Defensive line, corner. Maybe, here's another maybe where, again, I would never do this, but you get to a point where you've got a list of corners that are in a tier, not including Travis Hunter. You've got whatever, Amos, Hairston, the Will. I always forget it. Seven Johnson. Letters. Will Johnson. I should remember the name Johnson, you'd think.
I think he's at the top of that tier.
Barron. So Evan Silva put Jahdae Barron of Texas at the 105 in his mock draft. And there's like huge odds against that. Mm-hmm. But he's another one that maybe goes before you. So you've got a list, and you really think that there's a drop-off after that, and you need that position. So, all right. That's where you go.
But this is the thinking that got them in trouble with Elam.
That's right. The Chiefs took McDuffie, and I better do this now. Dalton Kincaid, for me, is in a tier of his own, even though he never worked out. He had one good college game. He's in a tier of his own over Laporta and Mayer. I got to get Dalton Kincaid. I got to trade up and do that. This is what gets you into trouble. And it's drafting for need, right? What do the Ravens always do? Never this. The Bills traded with the Ravens in one of those two. Maybe that was Kincaid?
I don't remember.
The Ravens traded down with Buffalo and drafted. That's the Elam pick.
You're the one that hates this so much. I expect you to have this stuff memorized.
Linderbaum. They drafted their starting center with the pick, traded down from Buffalo. Like, they'll just take whoever the best guy is. Teams always, you had this yesterday. Teams always say they do that.
Right.
They don't.
No.
The Bills have a need at corner. They'll draft a corner because they have to. Maybe they don't have to. We'll see. It's a week away.
Right.
But I kind of think that that's likely to happen. Yeah. Defensive tackle is close to that.
Well, all of this, I mean, maybe it's been a while since we've taken this conversation out for a spin, but I have never liked the notion of just subscribing to whatever version of groupthink the consensus is. Mm-hmm. Like, and a part of that is selfish. I mean, I have this job, and if the Bills draft out of a book, if all the teams draft out of a book, then what am I doing with the people who are making the choices? There's nothing interesting about that. It's like baseball when it's not mechanical anymore. It's all math, right? I'm taking away this, I'm taking away that, and it's kind of boring. We got to change that back. Like, it's some version of that. I mean, I'm exaggerating probably just to make the point. I like the people putting their names on it, and I like them sticking out. I want to do this because I want to have a way to talk about you and ultimately judge you fairly or unfairly. I want to have an opinion about the choices that you have made. And if you don't ever do anything interesting, then I don't know, I'm bored. You know, like furthermore, if I were the person in charge, I would be so arrogant to think I'm going to know the difference. That I have this job, I'm going to sit with you, and I'm going to decide, Luther Burden, whether I trust you or not.
And
I might be wrong, but I'm going to do it.
I love both of these takes, but you really want to support that?
Yeah.
You really want to support the Bills should trade up because the GM is arrogant about his confidence in players being good. Like, that's right. The Ravens are boring because they draft Kyle Hamilton. Like, they're not really boring because they draft Kyle Hamilton. They just sort of, they're efficient. I love this. I love counter. I love contrarian. You're all gonna have your Bill James handbook out and draft. I don't want to then.
Like if you want to pick and choose successful picks from every team that doesn't trade up, I mean, have your fun, straw man. I just don't care. I'm gonna take my chance. I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Okay,
that's how I want to do it.
So where does that leave you here then?
I'm all right if they move up a couple spots. I don't want to move up. You know, I don't want to spend a day two pick to move up because I think that would be nuts. I think I need players that are going to help me right away. Fourth round pick, maybe I get Christian Benford. I mean, it's even earlier. Maybe I get someone that can eventually help me, but my expectations are lower and I've got more than one of those. So I'm all right flipping one of those to move up because I really like this corner or this receiver or this whatever, right? So I've never had a big problem with it. And like, this goes all the way back to, I don't know if this lines up with your recollections, but I feel like maybe Reggie Ragland was one of the first times we really got into arguing about this point. And I was like, fine, whatever. They moved up 3-5. I don't care.
I know. Well, you should have.
And I know. Well, sure. I know how it turned out, but.
No, you should have. No. See, there's your straw man right back at you. It's not about how it turned out. It's about what the value of the position was, where you're going in the draft. They traded a fourth or two fourths to move up five spots in the second round for an inside linebacker. Like, that was, you got into Watkins yesterday. Like, that's all fair. You were right. Drafting Watkins was madness. Trading up to draft Watkins
that high
was madness.
For sure.
Trading
a quarterback, yeah.
With Ragland is like more drunk. That was even more drunk.
Oh, see, like, I don't even care about it. I really don't. It never bothered me.
But it should have.
Because it's fourth round. Don't tell me what should have. I don't care. I didn't care then. I don't care now. If they want to trade a fourth round pick to move from 30 to 28, 26, I'm all for it.
That's different, though. That's sort of by the math. Trading a fourth, what is it, pick 108, the second fourth, by the draft tech chart, that's two spots in the first round. If you want to trade, that's what Elam was. That's what Kincaid was. That's by the math. The Ragland thing was not. And the position. You're not doing this for a linebacker, I think.
Probably not.
We're talking about, hopefully, corner or maybe even wide receiver, but I doubt it based on this draft. Maybe not defensive tackle unless it's like Kenneth Grant and you feel like that's the trap.
Right.
This is the guy I have to have. And Elam was not the guy they had to have. That's not hindsight. It's just like that was right to say then. The Ragland point was right to make then. The Watkins point was right to make then. This is not good. This is not good drafting. And I know Watkins obviously predates Bean and McDermott. Well, fun. We should drive this car more often. Like, moving up can be defended.
I feel like, you know, you did mention it at the outset of this conversation. They moved up for Josh Allen, and there is an exception there. And I haven't always, like, there have been times where I've, no, you know what? It's mostly been peer pressure. I've never cared about moving up, really. And I within reason, like, I don't want to, I mean, I don't know what is going on in the world, but I heard Chris and Maddie, who is sitting in for Chris Brown today, addressing that they had taken calls about moving up to get Abdul Carter or something in this draft. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, no, that's insanity. Like, if someone even wanted what it would cost to do that, I do not want to give that much away, right? But moves that cost me Saturday picks, I never really care about. I kind of treat those like, I don't know, like gambling winnings almost. I know they're not, but I just don't, like, whatever.
Coming from you, that's...
I'm gonna fiddle around with this.
Respectable.
Yeah. The odds on Hovland are good. I'm fat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and throw some money on Hovland.
You know who that's Robin Leonard.
Sure. Yeah.
The Sabres had all the picks. Oh well. Why don't we need all of these picks? Let's just get a goalie. And how do you look at that? Guy won a Vezina trophy after he left.
Yeah. Yeah. All that said, like, I sound like I'm being very carefree about it, but it's within reason, right? For a quarterback, you want to move heaven and earth and give up next year's stuff and whatever. Yeah. Okay. That's a shoot your shot territory where basically if you miss, you're getting fired.
Bryce Young.
So go for it. You know, you want to go for it, go for it. And the Bills did that with Allen and they got paid off. And I think we're all pretty fortunate that they were aggressive and didn't sit there and wait for whoever was going to drop to them, although I guess they could have just chosen Lamar Jackson. But I expected there was no chance in hell they were drafting Lamar Jackson after having moved on from Tyrod Taylor.
Me too.
Right? There's no chance of that happening.
We agree.
And, you know, for once, they were wrong about that.
Do we know if they needed to move up for Allen? I don't think I do. They went from 12 to 7 for Allen. I don't think I do. I mean, you never know who else could have moved up.
Right, I don't know.
Where the Chiefs and Mahomes was from 27 to 10.
Where?
Right?
Exactly. Where did Arizona...
10.
Right.
Rosen?
So, yeah, do they take Allen instead of Rosen? Maybe.
I don't know. Somebody, yeah. We should know that.
I don't know.
Answer by now.
Yeah.
So they're whoever did that is in his fifth job since that job.
Well, right, because they obviously missed on that, and it lasted a year, and then they drafted the other guy won overall.
They drafted Murray next year.
Yes. That's how badly that went. So
coach got fired 1 year.
Never really heard the stories about where they stood on.
I don't think I know. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Because we all just took it as like a given that it's not a given, but it's okay. This is what you do. The Bills had also gone so long without making like a power move at quarterback. Then Mahomes happened the year before. Like, now you got to do it. They planned to do it. They did it. It was like just sort of built up to that. I'm not criticizing them for doing it mostly, but I don't know. It's usually bad strategy. Except when it works, you know, like so many things in life.
Right.
Like gambling on hat tricks.
Right.
Dare I say it in front of you. It pays pretty good.
I would never dispute it.
It pays pretty good, but you're right.
The hits are legendary. You're going to live forever with the hits.
That's right.
The misses, whatever. Don't look over there.
No,
nothing to see
never
over
mind
there.
That.
Don't look at the column that's what you've thrown in there. Don't do that.
No, never. Look away. 803-0550, Talking Draft. We'll be doing it all day. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Jeremy, Joe, this is not the order. Jeremy, Joe, Sal, and Nate joining us between 4 and 6:30, one at a time. Thanks for listening. Talking Draft, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.